If you want to improve your life, and I mean more money, better relationships, better health, start incorporating this one habit, and I promise you will experience all sorts of improvements. Can you guess what I'm talking about? Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. Now, the one habit that can change things in your life for the better is, drumroll please, gratitude. You heard that right. More money, better health, better relationships by having a gratitude practice. And here's the best part. You can do it anywhere, at any time. Every single morning, it's there when I wake up. And I don't even know how many years it's been or how many cups of coffee. Every morning, I wake up and Paul has made me a fresh cup of coffee. You know, when something happens over and over again, day in and day out, we actually tend not to notice it. It becomes like wallpaper. But this is where a gratitude practice can keep you connected with the everyday gifts, like that morning coffee. And guess what? When you train your mind to look for these things, you get more and more good in your life. I love what Wallace D. Wattles says in his book, The Science of Getting Rich. He says, the whole process of mental adjustment and attunement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. There is so much evidence out there on the benefits of gratitude, and the benefits are far-reaching. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically. Seriously, type it into your search engine and you will find study after study touting the advantages of having a gratitude practice. A gratitude practice is creating a habit of being grateful, which means looking for the good. My good friend Bob Proctor would tell me that whenever anything bad happened, he would say, "That's good." And in doing so, he would start looking for the good. I love this one story he told me. Someone had called him and said, "I have some good news and some bad news. Which would you like first?" Bob said, "No, you have news. I will decide if it's good or bad." How amazing is that? And it gets even better because now external circumstances and conditions are no longer in control of you. You are in control. You are not fighting the existing reality. You're creating it. Look, I get it. It is so easy to be grateful when things are going well. But the true benefits of making this a habit is for it to support you when things are not going well. Let's say you don't have much money and you've got a lot of debt. What we know is that what we focus on expands. Focusing on no money, thinking about not having money, obsessing over it, puts you in harmony with it. In harmony with the very thing you don't want. But if you have a gratitude practice and every day you are writing what you are grateful for, you're starting to shift things in a positive direction. And you want to start really general. Things like, I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for my bed. I'm grateful for my pillows. I'm grateful for my neighborhood. I'm grateful for hot showers. I'm grateful for good friends who are always there for me. I'm grateful for overdraft protection. I'm grateful for the opportunities coming my way, and so on and so on. What happens here is when you get emotionally involved with gratitude, you are now tapping into abundance and possibility. And now you've changed the vibration of your body. And you know that you've done that by how you feel. You see, your feelings are the conscious awareness of the vibration that you are in. And then now, from this place, I promise you, you are going to see opportunities. You're going to be tuned into wealth and prosperity. And you know what? This works with everything, with your health, relationships, in any area of your life. You start bringing to you and moving towards what your dominant vibration or feeling is. When you make this a habit, you seriously live from a place of gratitude for everything. You know, we recently got a new car, and I gotta tell you, it was the first car that we bought brand new off the lot. Oh my goodness. The seat warmers, that is just everything. Even when we get into the car and it's cold and it's winter and we've got the seat warmers and we can put them on and you feel it warming up, I'm always so grateful for that. Here's what's really funny. So Paul also has a gratitude practice, and I would walk by sometimes on his list and I'd just like to see if I've made it. Well, can I tell you, for the longest stretch of time, he was grateful for that car first. I mean, before me, before the kids, even before his coffee. But honestly, I can't blame him. But this is what happens. You start to find joy in everything. Are you ready to enjoy the benefits of a gratitude practice? If you are, you are going to love this. We are going to end every episode with gratitude. Grab a notebook and a pen or open up notes on your phone. Press pause and do that now. Perfect. Okay, now I want you to close your eyes and connect with your breath. Just connect with the rise and fall of your belly. And as you do this, think about what you're grateful for. Really feel it. And now open your eyes and write it down. I would love to know what came up for you, so please send it over to me on Instagram at Coach with Hinna. If you liked this episode, can you do me a favor? Could you rate it or write a review right now? Personally, I think this information is more important than ever. And when you do that, it helps us to get it out there so more people can benefit. And I will meet you here next time on Possibilities. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips, presented by the Frequency Podcast Network.